Well, welcome back, Bobcat fans. You're listening to Bobcats versus Frisco Centennial Baseball Playoff Game tonight, brought to you by our friends at Patterson Toyota of Marshall. They're locally owned and operated, and they offer a full line of new Toyotas, Toyota certified pre-owned vehicles. Go see Bobcat fan and general manager Ricky Clark. We're here tonight live at Mike Carter Field here in Tyler, Texas, and for the area round of the playoffs versus your Hallsville Bobcats and the Frisco Centennial Titans. Hallsville comes into this second round of the playoffs after a very impressive two-game series over Lucas Lovejoy, where they put Lucas Lovejoy out of the playoffs in two games. Frisco Centennial Titans come in with a 17-11-2 overall record. They finished off Little Elm in two games, 8-1 and 3-2, to become my district champions. Let's go over your lineups for this evening's ball game for the Frisco Centennial Titans. Number 2, Weston Sims, he'll be playing second base. Number 3, Chris Laney is left field. Number 10, Michael Morissette is playing first base. In the 4 hole, Jackson Himmel at catcher. Garrett Oldham will be playing center field in the 5 hole. Number 8, R.J. Stefanik is the designated hitter this evening. In the 7 hole, number 6, Stephen Pruitt will be pitching tonight, followed by Isaac Mays in right field, Alexi Karazan in shortstop, and number 5, Paul Marshall at third, rounding out your Titans lineup. Now for the Hallsville Bobcats lineup. Your Bobcats, number 12, Ty Meisner, the senior shortstop, followed by Blaine Parker at first base, Logan Durrett at third. Matt Wyman is the designated hitter and hitting in the 4 hole tonight, followed by Mason Oxier, the left fielder, Ty Smith, the center fielder, Colton Oney, the second baseman, Carson Chapman, the right fielder. Dylan Bailey will be behind the plate catching for you this evening. And pitching for the Hallsville Bobcats tonight, starter Cooper Rawl. Bobcats are getting introduced here on the field. You've got playoff atmosphere here in Tyler this evening. Beautiful night for baseball. Partly cloudy skies. Your Bobcats are wearing all white with purple numbers. The Titans are wearing gray pants, red shirts with black trim. Game times tonight will be shortly here. We will start off the first pitch here shortly. Games 2 and 3 will be tomorrow, 3 p.m. tomorrow. We will broadcast that game as well. And game 3 will be followed immediately, 30 minutes afterwards, if necessary. We're going to pause here as they sing the national anthem. Anthem has been played, and we are ready to play ball here. Introducing your coaches, Scott Mitchell is the head coach tonight. Assistants Marty Mayfield, Chris Watley, and DeMarcus Wiedemann. If you haven't noticed the baseball team around in and around town these last couple weeks, all of the Bobcats are sporting various Mohawks, all bleached yellow. So they are all in playoff mode and ready to play ball. Bobcats will be the home team tonight. They'll take the field first. Bobcats are on the field. Cooper warming up behind plate. Dylan Bailey getting all ready to go. Let's take a moment to talk about some of our support for Bobcat Radio. Bobcat Radio is underwritten by such as gracious sponsors as Patterson Toyota of Marshall. They feature 2 3-year maintenance and roadside assistance. You can check out all their online inventory at www.pattersontoyota.com. This will be a hitter's field tonight. Outfield wall. The center field wall sits at 370. Right and left field about 361 feet. There is a breeze blowing from home plate towards outfield. So if you get it in right field tonight, it is liable to go. Just a perfect hitter's breeze. Umpires have signaled they are ready to go, Bobcat fans. And so we will begin this second area round of the playoffs. Bobcats in search of their first state title. Umpire signals he's ready. Weston Stein, the second baseman, number 2, steps to the plate for the time, and Cooper fires right away. Good-looking pitch, but they're going to call it to be low. Oh, and now a late signal for a strike. 0-1 count. Good-looking pitch by Cooper. Immediately winds up. Cooper's wasting no time this evening. And that's going to be low and outside. Ball 1, count being 1-1. Cooper quickly gets the call. Delivers the pitch. Low, good-looking pitch. Strike 2. Count now 1-2. Cooper working from the windup, kind of falling off to right base. Good-looking pitch, and that's strikeout. Strikeout on 4 pitches. Cooper's first strikeout of the evening. And he looks like he's come for business, folks. Now batting, number 3, Chris Lely, the left fielder. Left-handed batter. Right-handed pitcher, Cooper Rawls. Cooper takes his time now. Delivers pitch. Change up, fouled off the left field. Count 0-1. Nobody on. One out here at the top of the first inning. Rawls gets the sign. Winds up, delivers the pitch. It's a high fly ball out to the left field wall, and it's going to fall foul. Auxier can't quite get there. They just fell right outside of the gate there. Strike 2 now. Again, your infield. We'll go over that in just a second. High outside pitch. Ball 1. Count now 1-2. Logan Durrett playing third. Time eyes to your shortstop. Colton Oney, your second baseman, and Blaine Parker all kind of playing deep here. This infield is all grass. In fact, the entire field, is turf. Good-looking turf field. Players love it. High pop fly. That's going to fall foul. They can't quite get it in the warning track there, and the count's going to remain 1-2 with one out. Let's say before, this is an all-turf infield and outfield. Very good-looking field. Players love it. Ball does play fast, though. Here comes Cooper's pitch now. Curve ball. Count now 2-2. That was a ball. Ross winds up. Delivers the pitch. It's a ground ball. to first base. Oh, it's an error. Blaine Parker went to make the play, couldn't make it. Colt Noni swoops over, was there to make the play for it looked like what was going to be an easy out from the second baseman with a pitcher coming over, but Oney could not make the play, so that's going to be a error, and they're going to get their first runner of the evening. Well, here comes a three-hole hitter, Michael Morissette. He's the first baseman. He'll be hitting left-handed this evening. Ross checks the runner. Runner didn't have much of a lead off, but I think he's just wanting to keep him honest. Runner gets a bit of a lead now. Parker working first base. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be low and in the dirt for a ball. Here comes the pitch. Fastball. Called strike. Good looking pitch. Brings the count to 1-1. All but one pitch has been nice and low for Rawls. He's working well early so far. Morissette is a tall hitter. Big strike zone for Rawls to work with here. Count 1-1, one out. Runner on first for the Titans. Here comes the pitch. Fastball hits straight down the middle. Smith is there, and that'll be out number two of the inning. Just a line drive hit. No problem for number seven, Ty Smith. Well, number four, Jackson Himmel, the catcher, will see what he can do now for the Titans. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be an outside curveball. Ball one. Runner gets a three-step lead. Cooper not worried about him. Here comes the pitch. Low it in the dirt. Ball two. Count now 2-0. Hallsville very well represented in the stands tonight. This team travels well during the playoff, folks. Here comes a pitch. Good looking pitch. Runner's going. Oh! Dylan makes a perfect throw. The Colton can't quite get there, and that is error number two for the inning. Hit him in the glove, folks, but he can't make the catch. Unusual for this ball team to make two errors early on like this, but that's where we're at. Runners on second now. Bobcats can still get out of this. Two balls, one strike, two outs, and here comes pitch. Good-looking curveball, strike. That'll bring the count to two balls, two strikes for the catcher. Big lead on second for the runner has, Laylee. Here comes the pitch, though. Another curveball outside. And that's going to fill up the count. Three balls, two strikes. Let's see what Cooper's got on the full count. Nope. Doesn't seem to be worried at all. Big lead on the runner. Here comes the pitch. Fastball. Fouled off towards the home field dugout. Count remains 3-2. Sun just beginning to go down now. Lights on. Cooper working from the stretch. Shakes off the first count. Now likes what he sees. Here comes the pitch. Fastball. Great looking pitch. Strike three. That'll leave two errors on one hit. And, no hits, two errors. No run scored, one left on after the top of the one. Nothing for the Hallsville Bobcats. And that's two strikeouts on four batters for starter Cooper Rawls. Well, folks, you're listening to Bobcats versus the Frisco Centennial Baseball Playoff Game tonight, brought to you by our friends at Patterson Toyota Marshall. They're locally owned and operated, and they have a full line of new Toyotas and Toyota certified pre-owned vehicles. Go see your Bobcat fan and general manager, Ricky Clark. We got nothing to nothing right now. The Bobcat's warming up. Last series at Lucas versus Lucas Lovejoy, they were very good about getting on the bats early, both in their 12-1 win and their 4-1 win. Even on that 4-1 win, what seemed like a close ball game was really never in doubt as the Bobcats scored early and then maintained great defense to win in two games the bi-district round. They'll look to keep that going here, and they would love to jump out to an early lead. Frisco Centennial tonight. On the mound, we'll have pitcher Stephen Pruitt. He's wearing number 6, gray short pants, black and white striped socks, red shirt, and gray hat. He is a lefty. All right, Bobcat fans, here comes the offense now. Number 12, Ty Meisner. Ty's a senior. He'll be attending Tyler Junior College to play baseball next year. 4-year starter for the Bobcats. Here comes the pitch. Called strike, 0-1 count. Going in over the season, Meisner hit .352 overall. High outside curveball, can't get there, count down 1-1. Ty was 2-3. Versus Lucas Lovejoy in the last game. Here comes the pitch. Hit well to the deep left field wall. Racing to get there, and he'll get there just at the warning track with a fantastic catch. Well, in tight chance of a double. Fantastic looking hit on the second pitch, but that'll be out number 1 for the Bobcats. That'll bring up number 5, Blaine Parker. Parker, first baseman and pitcher, will be attending ETBU in the fall. Right now, the senior will look to do some damage early on here. Here comes the pitch. Low, straight down the middle. And that's a called strike. Umpire tends to take his time on making these decisions. Wants to get it right the first time, I imagine. Parker gets set. Here comes the pitch. Outside. Ball 1. Pruitt, even though there's no men on base, does work from the stretch. And here comes the pitch. Straight down the middle, changeup. Parker checked it, didn't know what to do with that, and it was a good-looking changeup just right down the middle, strike 2. Count now 1-2, 1 out for the Bobcats. Still working from the stretch. Here comes the pitch. Hit ground ball to the shortstop. Shortstop's there, makes play on it. Throw to first, and that'll be out number 2. Hit it just straight to the shortstop, just a one-hopper. No chance on that play. That'll bring up big number 18, Logan Durrett. Durrett, the third baseman senior. Hit .387 on the field during the season. Solid ball player all the way around. Here comes the pitch. Low in the dirt. Ball 1. Durrett's an aggressive hitter. Likes to mess with the pitcher's mind. Will step in and out of the box a lot of times. Take his time. Tries to make commands. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 1. Count now 1-1. Durrett gets set. Here comes the pitch now for Pruitt. Curveball, good-looking curveball. 4 strikes. started out, looked like it was going to be way inside, but landed right in the inside corner of the zone. Now here comes the next pitch. Another curve ball. That'll be it for the Bobcats. Swing and a miss. So 1-2-3, and out go the Bobcats. So after one full inning, no hits, nobody left on, score remains 0-0 for your Hallsville Bobcats. Well, folks, my name is Dan Harrington. I'll be broadcasting this game. Along for the ride tonight are our friends at Patterson Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram of Marshall. Patterson and Marshall provide certified Chrysler technicians. Patterson Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Marshall is also a proud sponsor of Bobcat Radio. Go by and see them. Tell them Dan sent you. With all the rain last night and that we've gotten in the last several days, this is just absolutely the perfect place to play ball. The field looks fantastic. Of course, like I said before, it is an AstroTurf field, so that helps a lot. But even then, they can get too soggy, and this field looks fantastic. Showing no issues whatsoever.
Lead off, bro.
We're here at the top of the second inning. Garrett Oldham, number one, the center fielder, will lead off for the Briscoe Centennial Titans. First pitch, here it comes. Little dinker right in front of the pitcher. Dylan Bailey is there with a quick grab and throw over to Parker, and that'll be out number one. One pitch, one out. That'll bring up R.J. Stefanik. I may trip on that one this evening, folks. The D.H., right-hander. Here comes the pitch. Hit hard towards the third base dugout. Foul ball. Cooper stares down the batter, gets a signal, slowly winds up, delivers the pitch, fastball outside, ball one. Cooper works from his glove very high, traditional pitcher stance. Here comes the pitch, hit high, infield fly. The Carson Chapman, the right fielder, rushes up to get it. He is there, calls off Colton Oney, and makes the easy grab. And so with four pitches, two outs for Cooper here in the second inning, keeping his pitch down early in this ball game. I know Scott Mitchell's got to like to see that. Working from the windup. Here comes Rawls' pitch. Fastball down the middle. Looks like he just missed just a little bit low, ball one. Pitcher facing pitcher here, Stephen Pruitt is the batter. He is a lefty. He hits the ball high, pop fly straight to Carson Chapman. Carson's under it, and that'll be out number three. So on six pitches, Rawls retires, three batters, no hits, no errors, and the score remains 0-0 after 1.5 innings played of baseball. And Titans still haven't gotten through their lineup. You got to like that, what you're seeing on defense, even with the early couple errors. Hallsville has shown that they have come to plays. Rawls is in command early from the mound. So this second inning score of Beta Bobcats versus Frisco Centennial is provided by Little Scholars Preschool. The Little Scholars Preschool in Hallsville offers summer day camp of doing, experiencing, and seeing. That's right, folks. All meals and snacks are furnished. They're locally owned in Bobcat, operated by Bobcat fans, Bob and Annette Rawson. Go by and see Bob and Annette and bring your little Bobcats to Little Scholars. Well, Fruitt, number six, is back on the mound, the lefty. Interestingly, works from the solely from the stretch. I mentioned before that Titans had a 17-11-2 ties on the overall season. They were 11-3 in district, won the bi-district round in two games over Little Elm. But somehow I suspect they've got just a tiny bit better matchup here in Hallsville this evening. Leading up on the top of the second will be left fielder Mason Oxshear, followed by Ty Smith and Colton Oney. Excuse me, I missed the designated hitter there. Number 13, Matt Wyman will lead us off, followed by Mason Oxshear and Ty Smith. So here comes Wyman. Wyman, the Aggie commit, gets the pitch. Low, fastball, ball one. Wyman with his right foot towards first base. We'll take that pitch, ball two, low and outside, fastball. That brings two balls, no strikes. Pruitt delivers the pitch, fastball straight down the middle. And yet to get the call, wow, it looked like a pretty good-looking pitch. But that's going to bring the count to 3-0 for Matt. We'll certainly take it this evening. Here comes the pitch from Pruitt. Strike one. Looked like the same pitch from last time. Catcher can't quite grab it. It'll hit his glove and bounce to the fence. Early in this ball game, just in warm-ups and whatnot, catchers had a little bit of difficulty getting the pitch in cleanly on the glove. So we'll see how that plays out as we go. Count now 3-1 for Wyman. Here comes the pitch. Fastball. That'll be strike number two, folks. Good. Hit the outside corner of the plate. Count now full for Wyman. Who it lines up. Gets the call from the catcher. Here comes the pitch. Fastball hits hard line drive. Shortstop's there to make a play. Throws over to first base. That's out number one. That'll bring up Mason Oxshear. Mason's wearing number 10. He's a senior here for the Bobcats. Oxshear hit 321 on the season overall. Let's see what he can do tonight. First pitch, fastball straight down the middle. Strike one. Mason's a patient hitter. Doesn't get in a hurry. Waits for his pitch. Working from the stretch. Pruitt delivers. Fastball fouled off behind the plate. Count now 0-2. One out for the Bobcats. Still no score. Mason gets set. Here comes the pitch. Fastball low. That'll be ball one. Count now 1-2. Steps out of the box. Wants to visit with Mitchell a moment. Now he gets set. Here comes the pitch. Not a good looking pitch. Looks like he kind of rolled over on it. Bounces across the inside of the batter's box, and that'll even up the count at 2-2. Ty Smith waiting to get his opportunity. Here comes the pitch. Low changeup, and that'll fill up the count. Like I said before, Oxshear's a patient hitter, doesn't get in a rush. Down 0-2 early, has gone deep in the count now in his first at-bat here at this round two game. Watch here, get set. Fastball. And that'll send him to first base on the walk. That was a low pitch, low and inside. No chance that that one was going to be called fair. And Mason sprinted off down the line, immediately knowing he had been walked. So one out, runners on first for the Bobcats. Oxer will be the first runner of the night. Ty Smith in the box with number two, Colton Oney, on deck. Oxer gets a three-step lead. Pruitt, the lefty, looks straight at him, delivers a pitch. It's going to be popped deep behind the plate. Foul ball. Strike one. Count now 0-1. Ty looks over. Gets the call from Mitchell. Steps back in the box. He also tends to work with somewhat of an open stance against this lefty. Here comes the pitch. Hit deep to center field. Oh, no, that's not. Take it back to be high and shallow. Excuse me. Get my calls right. And the center fielder is going to be there real easily to make the play. So that's out number two. And that'll bring up Oney to try to get something going for the Bobcat offense. Not much working here early on. Pruitt doesn't really seem to have a overly powerful fastball. Just is placing the ball well and trying to find the open spot so the Bobcat sticks. Oxier, two-step lead. And Fitz rolls over on it again, and that will hit Oney in the shoe. His leading foot hit him right in the shoe, and that's the second hit we've seen where he just kind of rolls his shoulder way over his body, and that ball is driven inside. So Colton kind of hobbles down to first base. Now he's going to walk it off. Marty Mayfield over there talking, and that's going to bring out the trainer and see just what the status of the fit. Hit him pretty hard. It was supposed to be, I think, was going to be a fastball. But that'll give the Bobcats runners on first and second. Once we see, we take a look at Oney's foot. Let's take this moment to say you're listening to Bobcat Baseball Live on Bobcat Radio 104.9 FM. Brought to you by Patterson, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Marshall. They are committed sales staff, financing department, friendly dealership. It's working hard to get you in a vehicle that's tailored to fit your specific needs. At Patterson, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Marshall, they're proud supporters of the Bobcats. I'm Dan Harrington. I'm bringing you the play-by-play tonight in this second-round Bobcat area of UIL playoffs. Your Bobcats are five district champions, having beaten Lucas Lovejoy last week. And we're in a tie ball game, still 0-0 here at the bottom of the second inning. Bobcats have two outs with no score yet, but we do have runners on first and second, and it looks like Colt Doney's foot is okay. He has come back to first base. The trainer has gone off the field. And senior Carson Chapman, the lefty right fielder, will come to the plate trying to take advantage of the first time this evening Bobcats have had runners in scoring position. The SFA commit, when he hits the ball, he hits it well. Kind of a half-hearted swing at the first fastball. Strike one. But it lines up. Checks the runners, both of which have had about two, three-step leads. Here comes the pitch. High, swing and a miss. Carson didn't like what he saw there. He's going to take a minute to think. Now down and 0 in the count. Steps out, takes his helmet off. Now I think he's ready. Get set. Runners with big leads with two outs here. Here comes the pitch. Fastball, outside, ball one. Centennial crowd doesn't like that pitch, but it was pretty far outside from where I'm sitting. Now runners with a healthy leads, both on first and second. Infield playing fairly deep here, two outs. Here comes a high curveball, eyeball level, and that will even up Chapman's count at 2-2. Threw it a step off the rubber. Think about it. Now he likes the signal. Checks off here at second, and here comes pitch. Fastball, another high fastball, swing and a miss, and a missed opportunity there for the Bobcat as Chapman strikes out for out number three to end the second inning with runners on first and second, no hits, one hit by pitch and one walk. Well, Bobcat fans, I mentioned that the Bobcat fans have traveled very, very well here to Mike Carter Field for the second round. That includes the entire drum line from your Bobcat marching band. So they are here to cheer on. They're standing just above the dugout for the Bobcats, and they are letting their presence be heard here. Does bring a real playoff atmosphere to this game. Also today, I believe, as the Bobcats left the field, a lot of the intermediate school had lined up with pictures and well wishes that the bus traveled off. So all of Paulsville has really gotten behind this baseball team in these early rounds of the playoffs this year. All right, well, we're at the top of the third inning. No score. Isaac Mays, the eighth hitter for the Titans, will lead off this inning, followed by Alexi Kazarin, the shortstop, and number 10 hole is Paul Marshall. Here comes the first pitch. It's popped way high. It's just above my head here in the stands. Strike one. Rawls working from the windup. Winds up, delivers fastball straight to Durrett. Fumbles the ball, and he's not going to be able to make a play on it. Was there to make a play, and that's going to be another error for the Bobcats, who have really kind of had the case of the errors here early on. That was a single one hopper to Durrett. Not the easiest play in the world, but one we've seen it make many, many times. But either way, that's going to get a runner on first for the Titans. Nobody out. And that'll bring Alexi Kazarin, number 7, the right-handed batter. Mays gets a short lead. Here comes Bitch. Fastball. Just a miss, just low. That's going to be ball one. Kukul staring down his call. Here it comes. Hard fastball, but it's just going to be slightly high and outside. That may have been the hardest pitch we've seen Kukul throw tonight. Looks like he's really trying to get his legs into that pitch. Working from the stretch. Here comes his pitch. Another fastball. Going to be hit to Ty Meisner. Second baseman makes an easy play. Meisner made an easy grab, pitched it over to Oney at second base, got the out, but can't make the throw to first just in time. So the runner will make it to first, but the lead runner will be stopped for out number one of the inning. That will be Cooper's first hit on the fielder's choice. Cooper will zip it over to first, trying to pick off the runner. He gets back in time. Here comes the pitch now. We are back at the top of the order. I'm sorry, that last pitch was a ball. High and outside for Brawls. Big leadoff, healthy leadoff by the first. Cooper doesn't seem to see him. Here comes a pitch, high curveball, ball two. Better come back to first. Sims, who struck out on four pitches, now looking at 2-0 count, swing and a miss. Good-looking pitch from Rawls there. Hard fastball. Count now 2-1, one out. Still no score here after two innings. Cooper pitches it over to Parker at first. And the runner immediately gets another healthy lead. So back to him. A little closer that time, but easily back at first. He pops up and out. Very aggressive base running here we're seeing by Carazon. And here comes a pitch. Good-looking pitch. Fastball. Strike two. That evens up the count at 2-2. Rawls working from the stretch. Taking his time now. Checks his runner. Fires back over to first plate. Blaine's there, but the runner is two. So leading off to towards first. Now here comes the pitch. It's hit down the third base line. Just fair. Oh, looks fair from here, folks, but that's going to be called foul ball. Looks like Drett maybe it just had to step over the line to get that ball. Looked like it had bounced just down the fair line. Must have hit the line or bounced just out. Either way, the count will remain 2-2 with one out here. Weston Sims, the second baseman, struck out in his last at bat. Here comes the pitch. Foul ball. He'll remain alive. He'll step out of the box now. Gets the call from the coach. Runner on first, still maintaining a healthy lead. Not scared of Cooper's pickoff move. False pitch. Quick hit. Durrett's there to catch the ball in flight. And he will fire the ball over to second base. And that is a... That's going to be a double play, folks. I'm sorry for the delayed response there, just making sure that there's no umpire changes, but the ball was hit directly to Logan Durrett, who made the catch, fired it over to second base for the double play. My question is then, why is there we still in the inning? Either way, we are in the inning, and I'm not sure why we had an extra out there. The Rawls delivered the pitch. It hit directly back to him. He scooped it up and chunked it over to first. So what appears to be four outs in that inning, but either way, we gave 1, 2, 3, and 4, and that's it for him. So we'll go to the bottom of the third with the ball game still tied 0-0. One hit given up. One left on base. And we'll take a quick break, bring you back to the hits of the 70s, and we will be back here in just a moment, folks.